Hello, this is The Way of Fairness. My name's Stephen Childs. I just was looking for Sherry Wilds. I was hoping that she was interviewed by Jeffrey Mishlove on New Thinking Aloud, but I did a search in this search box for Sherry Wild on New Thinking Aloud, Jeffrey Mishlove. And it comes up with something else. This is what's interesting to me is what came up was alien-human interactions with Barry Taff. Now, I had not put any information on the search about aliens or anything else. I put two words in the search: Sherry Wild, and she wrote the book. The book is titled The Forgotten Promise. So when these kind of glitches happen with computers, especially, also with other mechanical machinery, when these glitches happen, I attribute it to some unknown intentional cause. So I think it's the extraterrestrials that are doing this. It's like they redirected me to the video by Barry Taff. Now, I say that is just a possibility, but it could be true. And if it is true, it's worth looking into. And you can't find out what is true without investigation. You have to want to know what's true, and you have to start looking for what is actually true. So Barry Taff is talking about all the phenomena we've had with UFOs, and it's like covered up. You know, you've heard this before. Well, he says that this has the potential to be the most disturbing thing ever for humans, and it could cause World War III. Now, I'm paraphrasing what he said, but he's explaining how when he's telling people about this kind of thing, the UFOs that have actually been here for years and years since, well, we even have evidence of it in the, like Thor Heyerdahl, or no, not him, it's like in the old drawings on the Egyptian writing and so forth. There's pictures that look like astronauts. So there's like the ancient astronauts. And it sounds like it might be the same phenomena that you see in scripture from, you know, Western religion and also Eastern. So anyway, he said that when he starts talking about this stuff and that it comes to the topic of religion, then there's problems. There's always problems because it's going to be a major upheaval in religious doctrine. That seems to be the number one problem. Why can't the two be along the same lines, where the gods were connected to the extraterrestrials, the high frequency type, the type that want fairness, truth and fairness for everyone, and facts are facts. There's only one fact to things. And if there's two, then that's the fact of the thing, is that there's two facts. You see what I mean? So, if we can just get people to accept that the truth is going to be what we're searching for, and we don't know what it is, and we accept whatever it is. So this value has to be above the value of faith religions. So what if we don't do this? What if we don't establish the way of fairness on planet Earth, and the aliens in kind, they don't feel like they need to be fair to us, and they have power above our ability that we don't even comprehend, and they can use it to be unfair with, against us. So my point here is, wouldn't you rather have them aware that we want truth and fairness for everyone, including you, the extraterrestrials, and we'll protect you against unfairness too, as far as we can, so that they know our intention is to establish truth and fairness, and they know we don't tolerate unfairness or people doing wrong to one another. And that way, the ETs are not going to come against us and do wrong to us. Hopefully. Now, let's say this is just kind of a free-for-all in the universe, and who knows how many extraterrestrials from different planets there might be, or different dimensions. Or maybe it's just us on planet Earth in the future, and all of this is just in our mind. Who knows? But let's just look at the total group, whatever the total group is. As a group, none of us want to be done wrong by anyone else. All of us want to be treated fairly. So this collective unity of minds in reality is going to choose truth and fairness. It's inevitable. I hear a lot of people that want to make contact with extraterrestrials or with gods or whatever. And I have. And the way I've done it is because I have the mind that comes up with truth and fairness is number one. That's why I have a frequent and profound connection to these other beings. And I also have a horrible opposition that's trying to stop me. It looks to me like this thing could go either way. We could either establish fairness for universally, or we can go move into a future of horrible unfairness. So, which are you going to choose? Do you want to be treated unfairly by extraterrestrials? Maybe that's why they've had the Greys doing things unfair to us, so that we can see this point. We can move into a world of truth and fairness for everyone. Transition Day, and it's in my a previous post on how this can come about worldwide. We can do that. We can have established truth and fairness, and no one is allowed to do wrong to anyone. Or we can be done wrong to by extraterrestrials. Which are you going to choose? Have a great day.